Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's pretty much often, almost always, it's always, always, certainly, at the underneath of it, about that.
About
it really is. Although this today, week, this episode, it's heavy stem at the top.
Yeah, if you were ever curious how magnets work, we don't explain it.
Not at
we
all.
We talk about my trip to Santa Barbara. We talk about what Grant's journal looks like. Yeah. We read some of Grant's journal.
Yeah.
And
we're honored that you would share that with us, Grant. That's
and
so sweet.
We talk about, for those of you who are new, how much we love you and we welcome you here. And we do welcome you here. And we please don't go. Please don't go.
Please don't go. Hey, power through the first few minutes of the episode because it is a lot about magnets, to be honest. It's a lot about magnets.
Please don't go.
It's a lot about magnets.
But hit
we're
it,
so
Grant.
Glad you're here. Hit it, Grant.
Bleep that. Please bleep that.
What you just did by going bleep that is ensured that we will start the episode before that burp.
What's MagSafe?
MagSafe is how they talk about the magnets on the back of your iPhone.
But why is it called MagSafe?
That's just Apple's marketing. Calls it. Yeah.
So it's magnet.
Yeah.
But does it have a function?
It means that like. I think they're implying that like your phone, when it is using that magnet, it's safe. It's not going to fall. It's not going to like
so
if it's got.
So my little plastic orchid that I bought off Etsy is safe.
Yeah.
It is, by the way, an excellent fidget toy.
MagSafe. Magnets are magic and should be used in as many applications as possible.
So much of what we.
Well, actually they are. They are used in basically everything.
When are we getting like bullet trains? Aren't those magnets?
Bro, everything's magnets for real.
Hey, everything is magnets, bro.
A lot of technology we use today is magnet. There are so many magnets in this room that we're using currently.
Hey, everything that springs. Seriously, is there something? It feels like I'm EQ'd so weird.
Do you think?
Am I crazy?
Is your
headphones bad?
Are they not plugged in or something? No, nothing's different.
I feel like I'm.
Well, you might have been listening to stuff.
Talking into a tin can.
No, I.
Do I sound weird to you?
Not necessarily, but
Hello?
Kind of have that.
You don't sound weird to me.
I do kind of feel like I'm in a dream right now.
Like we've been here before. Like we've had another episode of this show before. Talked about the same shit.
Where we learned that everything's magnets.
Everything's magnets.
Everything's magnets.
Hey, wait a second.
Everything's magnets?
North Pole, South Pole, it attracts, it repels. How do you I guys, know which is which?
You guys, quick question. Are we going to run out of magnets?
This is a hot political topic that we don't necessarily need to get into.
Wait, really?
Wait, okay.
Because we rely on China for a lot of our rare earth minerals.
Oh.
So China has a lot of power over us in that regard.
Because of magnets?
Hold on. They've got some
and the stuff used to make batteries
over us.
They've got some pull over us.
Gabe, do you want to put Allie's headphones on and see if your headphones are weird for some reason?
Yeah, sure.
But
let's switch headphones.
This is horrible fodder for our podcast.
No.
I'm going to keep talking while we switch headphones.
Talk something amazing.
Yeah,
tell everyone something amazing that happened to you this week.
Did anything amazing happen to you this week? I wasn't actually totally ready to move on from the magnets thing.
Okay, well then don't.
Because
do I sound
the
weird?
Truth is,
yeah, I sound weird in both headphones to me.
Oh
so
my
it's
gosh,
just me.
Your head is so big. This doesn't. That's crazy. So magnets are not a renewable resource. Like, you know, we're running out of helium straight up. Like, we're gonna run out of helium. It's been a problem for years. It's continuing to be a problem. And
okay, well, if it's been a problem for years, then is it really a problem? If they keep saying we're gonna run out, are we actually gonna run out?
Right. It's like global warming.
Yeah.
It's like false
okay,
alarm.
Okay. Well, y'all been you talking about it for decades, and I ain't felt warmer. Huh?
I thought magnets was. I've always thought of them in the abstract, like.
Are we the stupidest people
What's your
on
question?
Planet Earth?
Magnets are metals that can be or are already magnetized.
So I could make a magnet out of something that's already not magnet.
Yes.
So it's not a non-renewable.
Well, the metal is what's non-renewable.
But we're not going to run out of metal.
Magnetism is like magnetism is a property of certain metals.
How do you make something magnet?
When the ions line up in the perfect direction, facing all in the same way.
So you can move the ions?
You can like run an electrical current through a piece of metal and magnetize it, or I don't know the exact details, but usually use electricity for that.
But
kind
that's
of stuff.
How, you know, electromagnet. You can turn it on and off. It's making the ions also, in the metal get in shape or get out
this?
Of shape.
Do you remember this? Radio wave. Microwave, infrared, radiation, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma rays.
Those are all the lights.
Also, for all the physics nerds out there, technically every electrical field is also a magnetic field and vice versa.
Which would make sense that electricity can turn on magnets.
Yes.
Because they kiss.
Basically. Wait,
they are friends.
This is my first time learning
like
about
how,
this.
Like how every... Sorry, can we put that in... Can you like, say it you again and amazing? Then we'll put it in Allie's terms. Can you say it again? Every electrical field is also... What is it again?
I believe like all forms of current like running through a wire create magnetic fields. So like basically electric... currents or forces also create magnetic fields.
Like how Mew Mew, you know, Mew Mew? Like, you know how Sabrina Carpenter...
Shut up.
You know how Sabrina Carpenter...
Imagine being smart and listening to this. You know You'd want to blow your brains out.
You know
for
how
real.
All Sabrina Carpenters are pop stars, but not all pop stars are Sabrina Carpenter? It's like that.
That what you just like, said dude, is nothing.
Like how you guys know induction stoves? Like those use magnetic fields to create heat. That
is that you why know, you have to use certain pans on them?
Yeah, they have to be like magnetic metals. Pans.
This is all new stuff.
Allie, you know about induction stoves? The ones where they use magnets on the bottom so it heats up the pan without actually like heating up the surface that the
like
pan
that
is
Airbnb
on?
In Panama. Whoa.
Did it have induction?
Are we the stupidest people in the world?
No, it's just you.
Damn.
Bazinga.
I think it's just all right.
Okay.
Bazinga. You straight up bazinga'd in here.
I came with a topic.
You came with a topic? Wow. What a podcast.
It's a mystery.
Okay. Give it to me.
Last weekend, that is to say, 3 days ago.
Okay.
I was in Santa Barbara, California.
Okay.
Prettiest place in the United States. That's for damn sure. And I was driving down the highway, and I was behind the wheel, so I was turning to, eyes on the road. But I peered over to my left, and I see an old-timey sign just off the side of the highway. It appears to be made of wood. It's in a parking lot. And the sign reads, "Ye Old Rustic Deli and Thai Food." Now, I said... Ha 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 ha. Ye Old Rustic Deli and Thai Food is such a funny name for a place.
Too many names.
And my friend said, I didn't see it. And I said, well, could you look it up and find out what it is?
Please.
She Googles it. It doesn't exist. Did my brain make up Ye Old Rustic Deli and Thai Food?
Yes, of course it did. You were telling this story and I was wondering if the only person who saw the thing was you, and you were gonna wonder like, OMG, that's so crazy that it's not on the internet. I can't believe that restaurant is not on the internet. When the thing that you said out loud was Ye Old Rustic Deli in Anti Food.
No, not in Anti Food. That's crazy.
Oh, now I'm crazy?
Ye Old Rustic Deli in Anti Food.
What did you say?
Ye Old Rustic Deli and Thai Food.
Oh.
Now, Deli Inn is nothing. Like, if you even if you peel away the other word, Deli Inn is not anything.
Deli, comma, inn, comma, there was and commas. Thai Food.
Ah! Okay.
That's not that crazy. You just said a bunch of words. And so I added one more word in there?
every time we drove down the highway, I was like, Isabel, look for ye old rustic deli and Thai food. Oh, please God. Look for the sign. Oh, we looked God. For that. We probably drove that way down that highway 6 times on our trip in Santa Barbara. We never saw the sign again. Now,
bro, it did not exist.
You could theorize that the ye old rustic deli and Thai food is the type of establishment to not have a website.
Yeah, here's my thing. Yeah, it, dude, yeah.
But, okay. So by your theory.
My theory, what is my theory? My theory
that
is,
I made it up? That my brain made it up?
Yeah.
Like, I know you believe that I believe I saw it.
Yes.
But you think I believe wrong.
I don't think you believe wrong. I think you actually saw it in your mind.
I saw it. I can picture it in my mind's eye. It was like gray and navy, and then it was wooden, and it was like old timey writing, ye old rustic deli and Thai food.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it was.
Here's what I take from that is let's bring back inefficiencies in the English language. The English language is too efficient now.
Ye we have old.
Yeah, like let's bring back adding too many words in the sentence.
Yeah.
Because now we have like abbreviations for everything and we try to be as efficient as possible.
Sure. Make it simpler. Make it
simpler. Yeah, we should be saying like
Shakespearean English. Let's bring back ye old really
Starbucks coffee shop.
Yeah. And cafe.
We're like, the you yonder- know an old like proper British English when they like make a sentence 4 times as long as it should be.
Yeah.
Like,
it is good. It is good. And I'm now thinking about ye old rustic. We know that it's rustic if it's ye old. Do you know what I mean? And we know vice versa.
I'm looking it up.
That it's, didn't you already do this?
No, she did it. Isabel did it.
Ye old. We know that it's
rustic.
We know
deli
that it's rustic.
And Thai.
And if you're saying it's rustic, we know it's ye old, bro.
Santa Barbara.
There's no, okay, look it up.
I'm typing with one hand because I'm holding a microphone. Your place restaurant, empty bowl gourmet doodle. Your choice restaurant, ye old butcher shop. Ye old deli now Thai kitchen. Okay, hold on.
Ye old deli
and Thai food. Ye old deli and Thai food. Ye old deli and Thai food.
Okay, it exists, and you're panting like a dog. Ye old deli and Thai food. Okay, this is whack. It does exist. But it's not ye old rustic deli and Thai food.
You know what's amazing about...
So I added the word rustic. Sue me.
You know what's amazing about the United States of America? You can make whatever kind of fucking shop you want. The two things don't need to make sense together. You can make pancakes and trinket shop or...
Cracker Barrel.
Wow, that already exists, you're right. Okay. Or you could make candy and cardboard game shop.
That also exists.
Okay. Dylan's candy bar?
Okay, yeah. So let me think of something more random. You could make leather wallets and massage parlor shop.
Shinola.
Airport.
Yeah, they exist.
Are you guys?
Everyone
owes
feel?
Me a huge apology knowing that ye old deli and Thai food exists.
I don't know.
Sans the word rustic.
No, you made it rustic. It was still wrong.
Yeah, but the funny part stands.
It feels forced. Like you knew it was real. You had looked it up before, and then you tricked us. And you walked us along this little winding path to lead us straight to you being right. Didn't like it.
That would be diabolical.
It felt and diabolical. Awesome. It felt absolutely diabolical.
Is that new The Office spinoff going to be... Well, let me back up and say, how bad is that new The Office spinoff going to be? And second of all, will it ruin the reputation of the original The Office?
No.
So Grant's changing the subject.
Laura and I were talking about this. I think I think I understand why they're doing it, because there's such a nostalgia for The Office, for Parks and Rec, for all that like sort of mockumentary comedy that networks right now are like, okay, everyone wants to just rewatch those. Let's try to give them a new one. I think where the miss is, this is...
Have you watched it? I don't know if you can say what the miss is if you haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it, but I can say this miss is, without having watched it. I think where the miss is you cast someone from The Office in it.
They did.
I know. That's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you were saying they should and they didn't.
No,
they
I'm did. Saying they did, and they that's cast- a miss, because now you're like trying to be in this new world and you're like, oh, but there's that guy from that show that I love.
But do you know the story?
No.
So
is he playing the same character?
Yes. It opens saying 20 years ago, a film crew went to Scranton, Pennsylvania to film the blah, 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 blah. Now it's 20 years later and they're back, and they go through like Dunder Mifflin was sold and these are the people that are left in this building, and it's almost all new people except some of the old characters. And it's a totally new business now. Now they sell toilet paper and a newspaper and whatever.
Fuck me then. Boys, that's a good idea.
Boys, it's what I was watching before I got in my car to come.
That's
here.
A good idea. I like Domhnall Gleeson. I like Domhnall Gleeson, and that guy Alex Edelman's in it, and there's a bunch of good people in it.
Yeah.
But watching the clips, I was like, it feels really weird to
They're
like see all these people and then to see
characters.
Oscar.
Yeah, he's playing
Oscar.
And the camera goes to him, and he's like, I don't want to do this with you guys again. I'm not being in this documentary. Like, don't use this footage of me. I don't want to spoil anything, but they basically flash on the screen like the likeness release he signed in 2005 doesn't have a limit or whatever.
Oh,
like,
funny.
You know, that's so he has to still be in the doc in this new documentary.
Do the Adoits care about?
For sure, The Office for sure.
No. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, do the Adoits care about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
Oh, probably.
You're like rapid fire
pop culture. I love it. He's pop culture Grant today.
I don't know.
Grant's
it's just
pop culture
out.
Corner. Well, you and I talked about STEM for the first 15 minutes, so he's
was
flipping
awesome.
It. Yeah, we talked about magnets, so now he's talking about the most magnetic couple in all of pop culture.
Can you write a haiku about ye old rustic inn and deli? In and... I'm sorry, ye old rustic deli inn and Thai food. That's the whole haiku.
Sandwiches for you, a place to stay as well, bro. And some pad Thai too.
Wow. Sandwiches for you, a place to stay as well, bro. And some pad Thai too. Can I say something?
They always work.
That one kind of rhymed, first of all, so congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Second of all, I think we should implement a new rule to speed haikus.
Okay, which is?
You can't say bro at the end of a sentence, just to fill
But you're panicking,
syllables.
But you're panicking.
I know, but we say bro
but
a
we're
lot.
Panicking.
We say bro at the end a lot.
I know, but it works, bro.
I don't know if it does. I think new rule, neither of us can say bro.
Okay.
Pinky!
Okay, I'll try again.
You don't have to go again. I just implemented the new rule.
Sliced meats for the team. A pillow for your little head. Pad see you for you.
See, that was better. I gave you some restrictions surrounding your creativity, and it only made you better.
Can you do a speed haiku about magnets?
You haven't given me a topic to do speed haiku yet.
I just did magnets.
You stumbled into a topic and now I have to write a speed haiku about it?
Magnets.
We have an endless supply of them if you just ion the way it.
We have an endless supply of them if you just ion the way it?
Ion the way it.
Okay. This.
You have an endless supply of them
bro.
If you just ion the way it.
We can't do bro, but we can do grammarless, meaningless sentences. Just put words in order. Like
when
ye old rustic inn.
When I say ion the way it, y'all know what I meant. Huh?
Unfortunately, they do know what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Guys, here's what's been fun. Now
the
we're picking up the pace.
The importance of language is to communicate an idea. So if when I say something like ion the way it, and you know what I mean, then it's correct. If I say, go to the under there,
I know where to go.
If I say, bring me that little dupe,
I know to find something that is smaller than the original product and cheaper as well, and bring it to you.
Exactly. And one time I was doing my little sister's hair, and I said, hand me a nub nub. And she pulled out a tiny hair tie. And that's what I meant.
No. Yeah, you're right. And here's the thing. We made up grammar to begin with. Shakespeare, speaking of Shakespeare, was out here just making up. Grant said Shakespeare earlier. He was talking about all day.
Oh.
Shakespeare just was making up words. Why don't we do that anymore? We kind of do, but it's just abbreviations and.
I really do make up new words.
No, you and your squad does. Zha, zha, zha. We know.
Guys, we sort of fell off saying zha, zha, zha.
We should bring back zha, zha, zha. Hey, I do think we have some new people who are listening. We've been having...
Oh, really?
Well, we've been having more... What? Okay, sorry.
We should have done a better job at the podcast.
Yeah, I think we should have done a better job at the beginning. Hey, if you just discovered us, welcome to this podcast. And so glad we spent 15 minutes on magnets. Isn't that great?
I want to say... Now I'm whispering to you, the listener. I want to say we're normally better at this. And I want to say that we normally talk about more important stuff. But this is pretty much just how it goes. But hey, we mentioned Taylor and Travis, like how all the other podcasts did.
Yeah. I'm sort of hoping that maybe that'll help us fit into the algorithm a little better if we mention Taylor and Travis.
Should we say some more algorithmic stuff?
Coldplay CEO.
That was weeks ago, Gabe.
Taylor and Travis and Josh Allen making a comeback this week, and football started.
And nothing beats a jet to holiday.
Nothing beats a jet to holiday. And also the VMAs, and also other stuff that puts us in the algorithm, like...
And I have the world's first 24-karat gold LeBron.
Yeah, I've heard that lady's crazy, bro. Hey, I was just thinking this morning, we get it with the Jet 2 holiday.
No, it's ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Still?
Ha-ha-ha. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, thank God.
It's ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Bro.
Ha-ha-ha.
Bro.
Need a new punchline.
Here's what I will say, though. Keep posting stuff going wrong. Keep posting people falling over. Keep posting, like, slips. I love a slip and fall.
When we lost Bob posting slip and falls.
When we lost Bob, when we lost, and now it's Alfonso Ribeiro sometimes. But here's the thing. AFV must have been shaken in its boots when it saw Vine coming and YouTube coming.
Well,
what is AFV but just YouTube? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I suppose now you could have the show still be like a curation of hilarious videos. That's what it is.
But they're literally just showing YouTube videos. They're just showing clips.
Of course, because what is a video if not on YouTube?
But my question is like, who is that for anymore? It's so crazy.
I think that there is an audience for everything. Much like this podcast.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, if you're new here, we're three siblings.
I like thinking about how this episode is an advertisement for our podcast. The whole episode is a big commercial.
Here's the thing. Every episode is somebody's first. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Hey, if this is your first, we're so glad you're here. Welcome to our podcast.
Started it.
We're so glad you made it. Come on in.
I'm the smartest one of the three of us. And Gabe is the shortest.
What? No. Hey, welcome to our podcast. If you're new here, go ahead and take your shoes off. My name's Gabe. That's my brother, Grant.
And I'm the funniest one in the podcast.
What?
And Grant can't even drive a car.
Wait, hold on. Sorry. If you're new to this podcast, I'm the tallest one, and also Grant has a really nice car. And we're so glad you're here, and we're welcoming you, and we want you to know that we're all equally smart and funny on this podcast.
Gabe's a liar, compulsory, so just look at me if you want to know what is going on. I make like $500,000 a year. I just do this podcast for charity to my brothers.
Oh, we're so glad you're here. Anyway, glad you're here.
Also, I'm a ghost.
Should we do it? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, what do you guys hope the new viewers can take away from this podcast?
What do we hope? You just paused after hope. So the question started
I was like, damn.
What do you guys hope? And I was like, huh.
World peace.
What can the new viewers expect? What value do you provide? How are you going to make their day
We're kind
better?
Of the show that you should put on in your while you're working. You should put on in the car. You should put on while you're on a jog. And every once in a while, we're going to do something so insane. Mostly, it'll just feel like you're hanging out with a group of siblings, and that'll feel cozy to you. But every once in a while, we're going to do something so insane that it'll pull you out of your day, and you'll go, what? Those crazy guys.
I hope to end war.
With this podcast? That's the value you add to the listener.
War.
Huh.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. War. Huh. What is it good for?
Okay, every week we ask you all to send in voice memos of problems that you're having at home, at work, at play, wherever you may be.
Are you having problems at play?
Send us your problems at play. Grant, I can see in his eyebrows he's about to say something.
Some dudes over a certain age have problems at play.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
You guys see what I deal with.
Who are you talking to?
The audience.
We're the ones here in the room.
You guys see what I deal with.
Are you seeing people? Are you seeing people there?
They're seeing me.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
The energy today is bukukuku. Okay. Here we go. I was hanging out with a baby all day. I'm crazy today. Hanging out with a baby, literally looking at her going, blah, blah. Our new thing that we do that gets her to laugh is I look at her and I go, blah, blah, blah,
do you know
blah,
that
blah, 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 blah.
Do you know that one of the comments on our recent Spotify episode it was something like, the baby talk, I'm out.
Was that me talking about baby or you talking in a baby voice?
So tough to say. I couldn't figure it out, but it made me laugh even harder knowing that I couldn't figure out what it was. I was like, either this guy hates that you're talking about your baby or he hates everything about me.
Either way, we're
not for him.
We're not for him.
Did you see you can slide in the DMs on Spotify now?
Really?
You can slide in the DMs on Spotify now. And what are some good...
What's the purpose of that?
I don't know.
Business?
Because every social media, because every app is all becoming the same exact
business
app.
Just like every store. You can just go to them on Instagram.
I know, but every app wants you to spend more time on that app.
And every store is becoming the same store. But what are some good music related, good lines to slide into the Spotify DMs?
With? Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're giving us word puzzles. You're giving us word puzzles to do. Do you have any good music-related slides into the DMs?
Oh, like to hit on someone?
Yeah, Spotify.
I would say this to...
Preferably music pun, probably. Yeah.
I would say this to a handsome musician. I would say this. Excellent. Excellent music. I wanted to send you a quarter note.
Yeah.
To say...
Wondering if...
That you look like Treble.
Yeah, and wondering if a gal like me is your forte.
Yeah, gal like me is your forte. If not, I'll be quiet.
Okay, so we've been asking you to send in voice memos every week and we will solve the problem that you are declaring in your voice memo with the power of beautiful music. And we've been having a lot of fun doing it. And I think we should do this one if this is the one that I'm thinking.
Oh, wow, we have so many.
We still have so many. I know. People have been sending them in. I think this is the one that I wish it to be.
Hi, guys. I love your podcast. I've been listening since day one. I've heard what? Every single episode.
Oh, my God.
Which is funny because I'm not even your demographic. I'm 53. But I just love it. So thank you for making me laugh.
You're like our mom.
My problem is that my dog farts incessantly. Yeah. And it's not stinky. It's just loud. He's just tooting his way across the USA. And it's so embarrassing. So, yeah, it's not a nerve-shattering problem. But I thought maybe your 12-year-old listeners might like it.
Yeah.
Allie,
yeah.
Sorry about your dog.
Thank you.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks.
Wow. Thank you, Sarah. Oh, my God.
First of all, thank you for listening to every episode. Are you okay?
Yeah. It's got to be tricky to listen to every episode of this.
Sarah, you're a total madness. Dream. Thank you so much.
This one is tough because I'm not sure.
I think it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem at all.
Because... Also, this is the first time anyone's given us a chorus. You know what I mean?
What's the chorus?
Tooting our way through the USA.
All right.
We're just tooting our way through the USA.
Okay, in my defense.
I switched what I was doing, and I should have repeated, and that's basic music improv, but that's absolutely, absolutely.
You know what's even worse? You can watch it back, but I'm pretty sure my eyes are closed. Like, I'm really doing something.
Tune our way through the USA. Yeah, we're tune our way through the USA. I got a dog. He's got a propeller.
Wait, I got a dog.
He's got a propulsion system on his rear end, and it helps him toot his way across the USA.
And he might be feeling a little embarrassed that the people we walk by hear his tooting. So I think I'm going to take credit for them.
Yeah.
I'll be tooting my way through the USA.
And this is what you should do, Sarah. Toot your way through the USA. So your dog doesn't feel embarrassed in public for letting out those little rippers. You gotta take credit for his farts. You gotta say that you are tooting your way through the USA. You are
tooting your way through the USA. When you walk past Wait, can you do a fart noise? You're better. Just look at them and say, sorry.
I'm just tooting my way through the USA.
I'll say this, not my best work with the harmonies.
Hey, it's hard. It's hard.
I just think it would be so funny if every time your dog farted, you looked at whoever was nearby and you were like, sorry.
Yeah, you're like, ooh. Mm.
You're like, ooh. Had a big breakfast.
Oh my God. Today at the gym.
And then you could actually toot too.
Today I was at the gym and someone brought their little dog and there was a guy over in the corner like doing his weights, whatever. And this little dog, we all look over and the lady's going, oh, because the dog, this man is like trying to do curls or whatever. And the dog has started humping his like support leg,
aww,
like his back leg. And this
humping
guy,
the support leg.
This
That's
guy,
sweet.
Without missing a beat, just looks down at the dog and goes, any port in a storm, huh?
That's cute.
He said, any port in a storm, huh? That dog was
so
horny.
Funny.
And he found this man.
Sarah, I think it's great that your dog's farting all the time.
I agree.
Actually, the stink ones are wretched, dude.
I have a silent dog.
The loud ones are hilarious. It's amazing.
Hilarity for charity. I do think it's really wonderful that people send in their problems, and I am having fun solving these problems. I do feel
Most
like we're
of the
helping.
Most time when someone sends in a problem,
people should follow our advice because we're helping.
But yeah, definitely claim your dog's farts. And so, because for all of history, people have been blaming their farts on the dog.
Yeah.
And we haven't thought at all about how the dog might feel about that. Dogs get embarrassed.
Yeah. Dogs have souls.
My new dog,
Marty. If you
Marty,
have a soul, you can be embarrassed.
My new dog, Marty, he's anxious, and I'm going to get him Prozac.
Oh, good. Good for you.
I need to take him to the vet, but he has little anxiety attacks that now that I know him better, I'm like, oh, that was a little anxiety spell.
Sure.
He starts batting at the, oh, there's one listener that's an expert trainer. I could just DM her, but I'm going to speak to her this way. He starts batting at his crate from the outside so hard that he makes his little paws bleed. What? And I can't get his attention and I can't get him to stop. I usually pick him up, but he's like having
when he's inside or when he's outside?
Inside, outside the crate.
He wants to get in?
No, he's like beating it up with his little anxiety.
Oh, damn.
Like the crate's open. He could go in and he stands there and cries and goes, oh.
Oh, Marty.
And he makes his little paws bleed and he does it to furniture too. It's like an anxiety thing.
Damn.
But when he gets in that mode, I can't get him out of it. He's like having an anxiety attack.
Yeah. And you can't tell him to just breathe?
He won't even take a treat from me.
I just did something I never thought I would ever do in my entire life.
Which was?
I'm sitting here in a room with my two siblings, a couple microphones, a camera, in the middle of an empty office building.
I'm nervous.
And I pulled out my Mario notebook.
Yeah, thanks, Chelsea.
And my Nintendo Switch 2 pen.
Thanks, Chelsea.
And in my Mario notebook, I wrote, humping the support leg.
Humping the support leg.
So you're thinking that you're maybe going to use the notebook to write down awesome stuff.
Yeah, I'll write down really awesome stuff, like humping the support leg, and you can do it, Grant.
Oh.
And other awesome stuff, like, don't you love when the sun sets all pretty?
Wow.
And other awesome stuff, like, isn't it great that God gave us the gift of Nerds Gummy Clusters? And other awesome stuff like, isn't it great that God gave us closed cheeks so that we can hear our farts, even though most of the time dogs can't hear their farts?
Hey, Grant.
Agree,
is this,
dude.
Quick question, Grant.
Closed cheeks.
Is this your first time journaling?
Boy tries journaling for the first time.
The first time he ever writes in a journal. The first line is humping the support leg.
Thank God for hump. Thank God for ass cheeks to clap. Thank God for gummy clust. Thank God for friend and for lift weight.
Have you ever journaled before?
No, of course not.
And honest to God, is his first time journaling.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
In his Mario Kart notebook with his Nintendo pen. That's so cute, Grant. I'm so happy for you. Do we have any time left? Can we do another voice lesson where we get you to do vibrato?
We have a lot of time.
We have tons of time.
Really?
Left. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yay.
We're vibing, bro. I don't think we should do a voice lesson. I think we should do...
September 9th, 2025. Dear journal, it's me, wondering how I should start. I guess maybe I should say what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for food. Maybe I should say what I'm happy about. I'm happy for job. Maybe I should say what I'm wishing for. I'm wishing for, I don't know, electric scooter. Okay? What do I do now I have food, job, electric scooter? What else should I write down in my journal?
I'm only halfway through the Nintendo page. Should I just draw a picture of a soccer ball?
Yeah, here I go. That was easy. It's just a circle. Okay. I guess maybe I should try to go a little deeper. No, that was scary. Okay, I'll stay right here at this level. I'll maybe think of who I know. And if there's a thing that's nice about them, my dad, he's rich and he can beat up other dads. Cool. My mom, she's so nice to me. Yeah. Thank you, journal. I feel better now. Food.
food and job, electric scooter, soccer ball, and mom and dad.
That's bro first time journaling.
And then the rest of the pages in the journal are blank. Because he actually got there in one. He got there in one.
He got there. He got there.
He doesn't need the journal anymore.
He really did it. Oh my gosh.
My journal is kind of stunted right now. Just like, first of all, I've said this for years and I'll say it to you boys. If I die young, don't
bury me in, what's that song?
If I die young, bury me in sadness. Lay
bury me in sadness. Okay, sidebar, roses. And then we can come back to If I Die Young. You know that song, that Creed song? Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. That one? Have we talked about this? Those lyrics, for a long time, I was just like, Creed, kind of a meme band. Dude, those lyrics are baller. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. Hold me.
Now I'm 6 feet from the edge. I'm 6 feet from the edge. And I'm thinking,
maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. How far do we bury people?
Is he wanting to kill himself?
Yes. I'm 6 feet from the edge.
Oh,
I'm standing at the edge of something and I'm thinking maybe death isn't that bad.
Can I say something?
Bro.
Can I say something? And I promised I wouldn't talk about this to myself. I promised. I wouldn't talk about this anymore on the podcast, but it's relevant.
Are we back to If I Die Young or no?
I'll get there.
Okay.
Like 2 months ago,
2 months ago?
I matched with a guy on Bumble and his opening line was, what is a red flag for you? And on his profile, it said that he loved Creed. And so I respond and I say, loving Creed is kind of a red flag, no?
Because that's a wink. That's a flirt.
He responds.
You're saying, let me serve you that. Hey, gents. Hey, boys. You have a thing on your profile. Lady says, I hate this thing.
Yeah.
That is bump set.
And
it's your opportunity to spike it. And this gentleman went.
He says, then why match me?
Damn.
And I said, to my credit, I said, oh, I was trying to flirt with you. I said something like swing and a miss, and he unmatched me.
Wow.
He got so mad that I said that thing about Creed.
We're
never meant to be.
Also, I do like, hey, can you list all of the red flags for you? What are red flags for you? Is so good because then you can just build your personality to be whatever it is.
Well, also, what is a red flag? And then I say it, and then he reacts poorly and unmatches me. I'm like, okay.
Okay, found one. Found one.
I'm like, okay.
Went ahead and found one.
Another red flag.
Went ahead and found
one. Aside from Creed. If I die young, I think it is bury me in sadness. Bury me in roses? No, lay me down in a bed of roses. If I die young, don't read my journals. It will not help you remember me fondly.
Bro, I have no interest. Let me be clear that I have no interest.
In there is either the biggest toddler level hissy fit you've ever read, or...
Can you give us one?
I think one of my journal entries is like, I don't know why we ask depressed people to heal themselves, because asking a depressed person to do anything is like... I forget what I said. It doesn't matter.
Wow. I was hoping it would be funny and then it was bum.
Well, you know what's a bummer is like, I do know that what I wrote was funny and then I'm just like, I'm bombing right now. Anyway.
Hey, there's no such thing as bombing when we're together. You know what I mean?
Anyway. Anyway. It's like big fit. Like my life is over. Nothing will ever be okay. Upset. Like I'm so mad at this person. Whatever. Or it's a gratitude list, which, say it with me, everyone, is boring. Or it's me complaining about work because I'm writing while I'm at work.
Here's my question. If you went back and clocked how many times in your journals you thought your life was over, would it help you to see that you probably thought that? This is not just you. This is all of us. Would it help you to see that you've thought that probably 175 times in your life?
What's so unfortunate.
Do you know what I mean?
And it's going to sound like a subject change, but it's not. When I was in the third grade,
it's a subject change.
I created my very first email address. And my very first email address I guess I shouldn't say out loud on here. Well, who's not? Who's going to email me?
Email.
I should say my email address?
Yeah, just...
My very first email address.
Don't. Do you still use it?
Yes.
Okay, then don't say it
out loud.
Well, it's some combination of my... it's some combination of the... It's basically my name at gmail.com. It's not exactly that, but it's close. And I remember in the third grade thinking I should do something simple and something timeless so that I never have to switch my email.
Wow.
Now.
Simple and timeless.
That kind of forethought has driven everything I've written down on paper for my entire life. So when I'm like, I'm actually a bad journaler because I'm already doing PR for my later self.
Okay.
So when I'm journaling that I feel like my life is over, I do feel like my life is over in that moment. But in my journal, I write something like, I know that this isn't actually true.
I'm actually
going to be okay someday. And people go through things like this all the time and I'm actually fine. But right now it's sort of feeling horrible and whatever. Like I'm like my own publicist for like, I don't know, my future self reading the journal.
I get that because I do a similar thing where I don't even when I'm at my lowy lows and the quit monster is coming to me or like the everything's over monster is in my brain. I also, as I'm saying it, I don't believe myself. And I know that future me is in the room. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. And I'm like, I never
write
anything.
Future me is looking at me going, you're being silly.
I know.
But also like,
horrendous because it's actually odd because you don't let yourself judgmental of your current
and you
moment.
Don't let yourself feel the full thing of like, mm-hmm. I need to just move through this because it's like a stunted, like, I know I'm okay, but I'm not feeling okay, but I know I'm okay, but I'm not feeling.
It would actually be better to just write in my journal, my life is over. I'll never recover.
You should actually.
Today was horrible. Fuck all y'all. And then like get it out on the page. But instead I'm like doing word gymnastics for what? It's not even
for
public
who?
Facing.
No one's going to see it. Totally get it.
And when but I go back and thing, read it, I'm like, this is lame.
There is that thing where you're like, just in case future me or somebody else reads this, it does need to be presentable. But that's crazy.
But if I die young, throw away my journals. It's all lies anyway.
No, for real.
I was never honest, not once. Don't bother to read it. Just remember me as I was.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. You should play
the- I don't know if it's necessarily problematic as much as it is an awareness that your thoughts and feelings are temporary.
Yeah, but if the purpose of the journal is to get the thoughts and feelings out onto the page, all of the other tomfoolery is actually just me being judgmental of myself, being judgmental of my feelings.
No, I get what you're saying. I get both because I
understand both.
I like what you're saying about how it is just awareness that it is passing. I think sometimes it can be stunting in that you're skipping from A to Z too
fast.
You should
let yourself feel stuff.
Without going all the way through the steps. You know what I mean? Where you're like, but it's passing, without actually having figured out what the real feeling is or what the real thought is.
Well, I guess.
And like stepping on it, squishing it.
I guess a good middle ground would be, I'm aware that I won't feel like this forever, but right now it really sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of what it comes down to.
But I feel like, you've always done a really good job of processing things and making your way through.
You know what's so crazy is Gabe compliments me almost never.
I would be so
honored. So when he does compliment me, it's literally like, I'm teed off that I know we're switching gears because he would never actually, in earnest, pay me a compliment.
Like if I could just dive into that brain of yours and read your journal, I feel like it would expand my own view of the world and my own understanding of myself. And I would just be, it's just such an honor to share the couch with you. Completely unrelated. I think it's time to rank the brothers.
Imagine a sibling dynamic where siblings are actually talking to each other that
do
way.
Do people talk to each other? Do siblings talk to each other that
yes,
way for
there
real?
Are siblings who are really loving with each other. Imagine.
We're loving with each other, but in a different way.
Right. And there are siblings that are loving with each other.
We're loving with each other in the way that we bicker and bounce and fight, but then we always show up.
Well, yeah, we continue to spend time with each other. You know what I mean? Probably more time than most siblings on the planet. Okay.
And we all like each other, but we don't have to say it out loud. You know what I mean? Because if we said it out loud, then it would be weird.
On video.
Damn. Anyway, you're just like, you're a real team leader and a real.
Play.
And a real guider of spirit and a guider of soul. And I'm just so good. Let's rank the brothers.
Ow!
Oh, that's the kind you want? Okay.
Ow! It's a special time of week. I'm gonna rank my brother. 1 and 2, no 3. I'm gonna rank my brothers. 1 is a loser, and the second one's also a loser. Ha! Burn! I'm gonna rank. Number one brother this week, Grant.
Damn.
The reason that took me so long is I was trying to remember if I saw you at all this week, and I think no.
You didn't see me?
Oh, we went on a walk together.
Yeah, with our dogs.
Yeah. Still Grant, because he had to drive an hour to get here today.
Yeah, he did have to drive an hour to get here. Oh, you want to know what it said in
to give him a consolation.
You
want to
know what it said
prize.
in the Adoit threads, you guys? This is what it says in the Adoit threads. Grant says, hitting more traffic than expected. I'll be there a little late. Allie says, take your time. Gabe is doing some sort of singing thing. Grant says, what's new?
What I didn't say, and I should have said in the text, is that I walked into the studio today and Gabe was facing his laptop with his headphones on. What was it that you were singing over and again?
I'm working on a song where part of the lyrics are suck my butt.
Yes, no. I walk into the room and he's going, suck my butt. Suck my butt.
I needed to work out the harmonies for suck my butt.
Suck my butt. Like that annoying.
And you'll see this video, I'm sure, sometime within the
week. I took a video of him.
And just know that I'm really trying to dial in the harmonies for the suck my butt song. So.
And I walked in and
sorry,
I was like.
Sorry, put me in jail. Hey, go ahead, cancel me for trying to make sure that the harmonies on Suck My Butt sound good. Go ahead, cancel me for trying to take six the Suck My Butt. Go ahead, cancel me for trying to Eric Whitaker the Suck My Butt. Go ahead, cancel me
for trying
to Jacob Collier these Suck My Butt. Do you know what I mean?
If anyone listening knows Take Six or Eric Whitaker.
We've already established that they know Eric Whitaker. There's two of them who said yes.
Okay, well. For those
and if
of
you know Jacob Collier,
if you know Take Six or Eric Whitaker, DM us and I will video you the. I will send you the video of Gabe singing "Suck My Butt."
Oh my god, that's actually worth it.
That's a good reward.
I feel like if we
that's like our version of a Patreon.
I was gonna say if we started a Patreon, it would just be videos of me singing "Suck My Butt."
It would just be videos, and no one would pay American dollars. It would be like people paying in like fun facts or being like,
"I
listened."
Friends. Yeah. Like two friends.
It might
would
be
subscribe.
Like, here's a video of Grant and Gabe.
Suck my butt.
Standing on each other's shoulders on the toilet.
Yeah, actually, toilet videos should be Patreon. Suck my butt should be Patreon. Too bad we're giving that away for free, dude.
We are giving it away for
Grant,
free.
Only one because he drove long?
We could do feet content.
Here's the thing. Y'all can have this one for free. Hey, go ahead, watch this on YouTube, you guys. You're missing out.
What were you going to say, Grant?
I was going to say we should start an OnlyFans and...
No,
and
what, no. Siblings? No.
No.
We'd probably be the first.
What's the sex?
Corner of the market.
Definitely
not the first.
Unfortunately, probably not. But yeah. What would the sexy content be on our OnlyFans? Me and Gabe sitting on the toilet or something?
This is a horrible premise.
I'm not talking actually sexy. You know what I'm saying?
No, of course. Of course not.
It would be...
you can watch me... It'll be a 3-minute video of me licking a Nerds gummy cluster till it's gone.
I was gonna say it could be a mukbang of Grant eating entire bag of gummy clusters, and for me it would be eyebrow motion. Like
Allie would just do eyebrows
like this. You tune in and I'd be like for the listener, I was doing eyebrow motions.
Yeah. It would just be Allie and I doing our Jim Carrey impression until your pleasure, until the viewer climaxes watching our terrible Jim Carrey.
We can't do it together.
No. We would record on separate days, and then they would splice us in the same room because we wouldn't be able to pull it off. I think we've lost the episode.
This is horrible.
Thank you so much for listening to this crazy-ass piece of content that we make every week. We've got some more guests coming soon.
We love you.
I've been talking to some homies who are coming in the next probably month.
I gotta get
JJ to respond to me.
But Abrams?
No, JJ is an abbreviation for the who should probably play keys instead of me on the episode.
DM us if you know who that is.
It's
JJ Abrams.
But we should get him on. He's coming on soon. That'll be really fun because he's got a new album coming out.
Taylor Swift,
for sure. but we're really thankful you guys listen to this. It's crazy. The podcast has been growing because all the clips are doing well, which is sort of the bait to suck you into our little show. We're going to keep making it, and hopefully you'll keep listening. We hope you are enjoying your Wednesday. Please tell your friends about this show. We're continuing to try to grow it and make it.
And we love you.
We
see
love you
next week.
Wait. To our young listeners.
Oh.
To our 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old listeners, there's a couple of you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
we gotta go.
We gotta go.